Kamsak. It takes a lot of work to get here, Chief George Coate of Coate First Nation said during an education service agreement signing ceremony held at the Kamsak Comprehensive Institute on October 11. Much has happened since the last agreement was signed 40 years ago, especially the truth and reconciliation calls to action, Coate said, referring to the partnership with the Good Spirit School Division, GSSD, so that Western methods of education can be coupled with traditional teachings, which will help revive First Nation culture and language. We are at an understanding regarding what we can do together for a better understanding of each other and an end to racism in schools, he said. Coate said school principals are assuring top-notch education with the support of parents and grandparents and said the agreement will open doors to ensure First Nation culture and language within the GSSD curriculum. With the new agreement, children can look forward to and feel proud of who they are, he said. The ceremony, which was to have been held outside in front of the teepee that had been erected on the KCI grounds, was forced into the school's gymnasium because of rain. With Quinton Robertson, GSSD Director of Education, as the MC, the ceremony began with a prayer offered by Vincent Cadot, a Coate counselor and knowledge keeper, and a performance of a drum group headed by Robert Sevright, a Coate counselor. A member of the Coate Education Portfolio, Sevright welcomed everyone to the historic ceremony and reminded everyone that Treaty 4 that was signed in 1874 had much to do with education of the children and the children yet to be born. He said the drum group would perform a flag song and then a victory song because the agreement is a victory. The unity shown by the drum group signifies the unity needed for this agreement, Robertson said after Sevright's group concluded. Dignitaries introduced, in addition to Chief Coate, Vincent Cadot and Robert Sevright, were Chief Isabel Osoup of the Yorkton Tribal Council, Jamie Johnson, Chair of the GSSD Board, and Coate First Nation Councillors Delvina Whitehawk, Brian Shingoose, Joseph Coate and Pamela Whitehawk. Coate First Nation and GSSD staff attending included Faith Watson, Executive Director of the Treaty Education Alliance, Valerie Coate, Education Coordinator for Coate First Nation, Mick Parmer, Superintendent of Schools for GSSD, Mark Lucas, KCI Principal, Laura Rakoff, KCI Vice Principal, Carrie Thomas, Victoria School Principal, Jonas Coate, Principal of Chief Gabriel Coate Education Complex, Jesse Armstrong and Cloris DeLorme, Indigenous Student Success Consultants, Andrew Quisance, Cultural Advocate for GSSD, Cliff Crane, Cultural Coordinator for YTC, Yorkton Tribal Council, and GSSD, and Tiara Laporte, Indigenous Student Success Lead for KCI and GSSD. Thanking Vincent Cadot for his prayer and remarks and Robert Sevright for the drum songs, Chief Isabel Osoup said that, there were no drums when I went to school. Now we are more aware, Osoup said. It makes me proud. She commended the GSSD for its good efforts to educate both Indigenous and non-Indigenous children and offered hats off to the parents and teachers. Racism starts in the home, Osoup said, adding that she loved seeing the teepee on the school ground outside. I was proud to see it and the children feel proud because it helps give them enthusiasm to learn. As chief of the Six Nations in the YTC, Osoup commended those responsible for working to make things better and asked them to keep up the good work. We're just beginning to understand the significance to the treaties, Robertson said. Further work needs to be done. Robertson said that the essence of the document being signed is about accountability of the GSSD and Coate First Nation and the responsibility of service providers. We will show up and do the work if criticized or praised, he said. Robertson joined Chief Coate, Delvina Whitehawk and Jamie Johnson as they each signed the agreement document. All attending were thanked and everyone joined in a round dance as the drum group performed. A light lunch concluded the ceremony.